today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Wednesday. How are we?
Hump Day. We are wonderful. Hump Day. Yes, Hump Day. A day early for you, Nikki. Great to have you here.
Well, it's never too early to hump. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Am I right? Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. If you can call me Tuesday, let me know.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
If I'm cooling my heels because there's some sort of toque de queda, which is a military curfew, I'll call you.
I think that'd be nice.
Toque de queda. The bottom line with punctuation and capitalization and grammar, it communicates more efficiently and effectively if you use all
Grammarly
the
on your
things.
Phone will set you free.
I think you're right. I think, by the way, I think you're right. Y-O-U-R.
Thank you
very much.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Middle of the week here. It's hump day. Hey, it's hump day. And kind of a sad day today as we bid farewell to Oscar Zeballos Santana, who will be winging his way to Medellin.
Medellin.
Go on a highly anticipated trip. One of the more highly anticipated trips for any of the principals.
I feel like I'm on The Bachelor.
Yes, it's interesting. You're going
Don't go to the windmill.
No.
I will tell you this. Looking at the city, it's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know?
If you got a passport and... You know,
if you what?
Don't worry. I'm not taking anything. As my mom said, just take your wedding ring. And she said, take your second one, not your nice one.
What? Does that freak your ass out?
No.
A little bit?
No, because I told the same thing to my mom when she went to Bolivia, where I'm from.
And you know, and you've been multiple times. You've been to South America.
We've been robbed multiple times in Bolivia. So, you know, I've got that going for me. I know how that feels.
Which is nice. Do you know how to handle it?
Tears as a child, as an adult, more action.
You're not going to just totally comply with the mugger when it happens?
Well, my mom...
Mike, when it happens.
My mom was, attention, pickpocket, right outside a little church, La Iglesia, and in Oruro, at one point when I was a kid, and that's when tears and waterworks, but I was 10, because I didn't understand why someone at church would ever... Attention, pickpocketer.
Yeah.
And then the second time was when I was 14 or 15, and somebody ran up and held a knife to us and took all her jewelry. And at that point, I wanted to fight.
Wow, so you've been this. Wow.
Yeah, I wanted
you've
to
been
fight.
Through this.
Right?
Sure. Fight.
Though, I was...
And was she littered with jewels?
Yeah.
Probably not just but it doesn't faze you then.
Now I know you walk around like you fell out of a tree and you don't draw attention to yourself. And, you know, you got to be aware.
Got to have eyes in the back of your head.
Well, not even just that. Like, I was trying to game plan with Shannon. She's like, I don't know what we're going to do. You know, I said, you know what I'm not going to do? It's get hammered. Because that's when terrible things happen.
This is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you don't do that as much as you
used. No, but I'm saying I just don't need to. And the other side is, I actually want to see some cultural, landscape.
Mm. Right.
Right? It's nice to be in a beautiful hotel suite.
Is there any chance when you meet the main dude?
Yes.
You will get excited.
El jefe.
And he ends up being a partier. And you get all caught up in the moment. And you get... would you be willing to do it if you were in the confines of the main domicile?
Within the palace gates?
Within the palace gates.
Absolutely.
Good.
But
good. It's like me. I wouldn't do it out of
No.
Outside
if there's,
anyway.
If there's a
Unless there was a crisis, Mike, and you left campus on a motor scooter like you did.
That's back in the day. I'm not talking about now.
Okay, now. Okay.
Back in the day, I could have been killed.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you should also know I'm well versed in. The counter was it kidnapping best practices. When I used to go to Mexico, my father's bodyguard and driver used to always gave me the primers when we were in Mexico.
So he trained you.
He was just like,
this is Sam Elliott, Mike.
This is
his bodyguard.
This is the deal.
What did he tell you?
I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, what did he tell you?
So we would, at that point, this is before Man on Fire came out.
Right.
This is when there was ultimate corruption.
Right.
And people were being taken, dignitaries, children were being taken at all, like every weekend.
Yes.
Right? And, excuse me.
Keep your head down.
So he would pick us up.
Nice send off for the old man, wasn't it?
And the blindado Suburban, as they call it.
We got pictures.
You're a little overmodulated,
Sam. I'm sorry.
It was the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache. Too much stash on that guy.
They got the alleged slut.
Hey, I'm a husband first. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Good night.
Sorry
about that. So,
music's annoying.
It was something along the lines in Spanish. It was like, if the girl's too pretty, get out of there. If it's free, get out of there. If it's like, if anything, because, you know, when you're 21, drinking at 21 in Mexico is not like, oh, you just started drinking, you got to be careful, because they've been drinking. It's not a big deal for them.
Right.
Right.
But I turned 21 in Mexico. So Mexico City. So we went out, and he was like, he would, the whole week leading up to that, because I was going out with some of my dad's team members' kids.
Yeah.
That were like 19 and 18. We're going to the discoteca. And he was like giving me all these primers. Like, he'd be right outside. He didn't want to mess up the vibe. But he's like, nothing's free. If the women are too pretty and too like advanced, that's not free. Like everything, you pay for everything. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Because if you're free lunch.
If there's anything, ah, mi amigo, te voy a dar eso, pero somos familia. Like the whole like.
Sure.
Hey, you like family. Come over here. Come on now.
And that's when, at least within that environment, he said, they'll take you to a room and say, remember when you got that 3,000 bottle of cognac? Remember when you got that 20,000 bottle of tequila? And it's like, cha-ching, 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 because you're scared.
Right.
Right.
And so they intimidate. They get their money by intimidation.
They get their money by intimidation. And then you don't have any recourse because you're like, I did order that, but you said it was on the house. That was like, I guess that's the line, like nothing's on the house.
Scam.
Yeah. Nothing's on the house.
So when do you depart?
I leave, tomorrow morning before dawn.
Okay.
All right. Without giving away too much itinerary because I don't know who's listening.
Sure.
I arrive tomorrow in Medellin, Colombia, sometime during the day.
Okay.
All right. And then.
And if all goes well, when do you come back?
If I'm not taken, I return. I'm scheduled to return on Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon.
You're going to have a great time.
I agree.
You're going to have a marvelous time.
I don't know
time.
If that's the case.
It's going to be marvelous. I only ask.
Muy bueno. You know,
if possible, on Tuesday.
I can call you on WhatsApp.
If you can call me Tuesday, let me know.
Yeah.
What's going on.
If I'm cooling my heels because there's some sort of toque de guerra, which is a military curfew, I'll call you.
I think that'd be nice.
Toca de queda.
But my mom is more concerned than I am.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Mom, like, Jose went with his family. They have a full security detail. Like, they went to the mall there. It's a beautiful country.
But to be fair, she likes Spanish. Doesn't she like you better than he likes his family?
No, I think what gets her is that she's got her two varones, her two boys, leaving the country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One.
I'm sure that if I look, I'm nervous. I'm seriously nervous, and I'm your pal.
Yeah.
It's just, I want it to be over. That's what I want.
If anything happens to me, just know that my password is password, but with a capital P.
Ah.
Got it. Fantastic.
And
1, 2, 3, 4.
I've got your.
No numbers, just the word.
And if anything goes wrong, remember, I'll take care of your Facebook page.
Yeah, you got my Facebook page.
Exactly.
Tell everybody my story.
Just that goodbye then.
Oh, he'll forget. Yeah.
Why?
Because you'll be like, I didn't know you, Tanner Cooley. I forgot.
No, you, I remember.
Oh, thank you.
No, you won't.
Thank you.
But that's okay.
It'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to getting you guys some soccer jerseys.
Like, well, Rob's going to be co-hosting while you're away.
Yes.
With
as
me.
He should.
And what do you have planned?
You must have been a beautiful baby. But don't,
oh, that's right. Shannon will be
here. Shannon will be
here. But do not, please, grill her about me not going. She's been great about this
whole
thing.
About her not going to
her,
Columbia?
Her not going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not my thing.
I won't.
I asked my brother. I said, I'm taking Shannon. He's like, don't mess this up.
I promise you, you know? I will honor that.
Yeah,
I will do that.
Good.
And, you know, I think it's going to be exciting.
Yes.
It's going to be an adventure. Thank God we have somebody that does that on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Rob and I really don't do dick when it comes to, like, traveling.
Well, so, in fairness, you've made children that you have to attend
to. No, but in my case, I'm tapped. I don't, you know, there are no
you
big
don't have
trips
friends.
Planned. Yeah. I don't have friends. I have friends, but I don't have, you know, I'd like to be more adventurous.
Do you want
to
come?
No. That wouldn't be my first choice.
Mike, you could go to Medellin with your sibling.
It's an invitation. Just say yes.
Yeah, go on.
To Medellin?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could swing it. I'll meet you in Miami.
No, that's the fear. Fear factor comes into me on certain things, and there's no way. There is no way. I'm more nervous than you are.
You could look like you're a German tourist.
Hey, hey, look. Look, I've got this wonderful Seiko. Take it from me.
Would you like this free bottle of tequila?
Let me be clear. This isn't, I don't want to, I feel like I'm besmirching a beautiful
country.
Look,
there are places in Brazil. I've watched all these.
Yeah.
There are places in Brazil that are a lot more dangerous than Colombia.
Yes.
My daughter had a super dear friend in high school from Colombia. It never worked out at the time, but she was going to take a trip down there to Cali. I think that's where she was going to go, or someplace like that. And she never made the trip. But, you know,
La Paz is dangerous. If you
any city is dangerous.
Yeah. It's,
any city is dangerous.
You add the lore of the narcos.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a factor. But so is La Paz. Think about like Bolivia. Bolivia is known for its greatest export.
Mm-hmm.
Its grandest, not greatest. Cocaine.
Now
lithium, but no one talks about that.
Well, hasn't the United States discovered a lithium supply?
I believe. But it's
one of the greatest lithium deposits.
Unfortunately, it's on Native American land, and you know the government won't take that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'm joking. They're totally going to take it.
Speaking of lithium, my lithium disposal, garbage disposal, at about 10 of 5 a.m. this morning, I remember I was asking you guys about it.
And, yeah,
now, look, at
you.
One point, we probably did not do the most sophisticated electrical check to see if the outlet in under the sink was working correctly.
Well, you did plug
you plugged in your Alexa.
Yeah. We plugged in Alexa, and perhaps we didn't give the right command to see the blue, or
we did it too quickly.
Okay.
To make a long story short, although that's not my goal on this show, my goal is to take mundane little things that happen in my life and weave them into a beautiful narrative. But in this particular case, I think I didn't wait enough time to check the electricity. Because this morning, I don't know who got it, but somebody got it. Carla got the information that
said
there
hit
is
the reset button.
There's a reset button
I saw that
underneath
on the TMS page.
The disposal. Yeah. Took that one this morning.
Yeah.
I go down. I put my little padded knee pad down under the, because I'm very delicate that way.
Like a flower.
And, like a very, you know, if I kneel down on the tile floor with a bare knee, it'll shatter.
Yeah.
I'm that fresh.
But it's connected. The floor or your knee?
It's connected
knee.
To titanium.
And the floor.
Okay.
What's that?
You've built out of titanium.
Yeah, but not the knees. And the knees, God love my knees. They're the last thing that's hung
knobby
on.
Knees. Yep.
I love it, love it, love
and
it.
It's, so and it's good that you have the pad, because don't you use it in times of prayer?
Yeah, I do. I pray.
At
I pray at any time. I keep it handy so that I can fall on my knees and
point
just pray
to Mecca.
To our Lord.
Oh.
And underneath, so I'm feeling, I don't get anything. I feel then a rubber thing and it doesn't click, but I push it anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I go upstairs, up above the sink and turn it on. Boom. 4:55
You wasted
in the
all that time with us yesterday when you didn't even hit the reset button before?
The little red button.
I didn't know anything about a reset button.
I think it's pretty standard.
Yeah, that's like a go-to.
Well, you think it's pretty standard, but I didn't know that it existed.
You probably have had people do it for you for years, and now this is an evolution
really.
Of life.
Not really. I just think I did, you know.
If you know about the reset button, and do you have a little Allen wrench to it?
The Allen wrenches are the things that look like the letter L.
I have a...
Man, we've been in his tool room.
I know. You've seen my tool case, right?
Yeah, they all look brand new.
That is so... That is so
I
mean.
I picked up a wrench and I was like, gonna this say, has
that's
never
a
been
lie,
used.
And now I have to modify it to that's mean.
This has never
that's
been
really
used.
Mean.
I will use this hammer as soon as I scrape the price it's tag so, off of it.
This hammer is Bristol.
I've got a lot of screwdrivers and a lot of wrenches. And
you do have a gorgeous toolbox.
Impressive.
And there are tools in there. Have they
there
been
are tools
used?
In there. Yes.
Probably not.
Yeah, rubber mallets, hammers, screwdrivers, wrenches,
levels.
I've used all of them.
You've got them all. You've got levels.
I've
you
got
do
levels.
Have levels.
Yeah, and I've got a drill. I save almost every Allen wrench that I get that comes in with whatever I have
smart.
To put together.
So you got
to
find the one that fits the bottom of your garbage disposal.
No, I don't.
No, you just go push.
Because the garbage disposal works now
that's
without a problem.
Yeah, but if it gets jammed, you'll need it. And I have mine taped to the side of my garbage disposal.
That's smart.
So if it jams up.
Different models. Also, if you want, if you triple check it, once you get, when you hit the reset button, just stick a fork down from above and then see what
stick
happens.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
I always reach in.
You do have nice tools. They are shiny, though. Yeah.
So the Allen wrench situation, because now I give Rob a hard time, and now I want to ask him about it.
Yeah.
So there's a very specific Allen wrench for the disposal.
One that fits your garbage disposal. It probably came with your garbage disposal, but you didn't put it in, so you might not have it. Yeah. Find it. It's a pretty hefty one.
You can find it anywhere.
Yeah. And just a piece of tape on the side, and that way if you need to, if something gets jammed, you need to jiggle it. And, you know, it's
just
the same thing. As using a, have you ever done a broomstick down your garbage disposal?
No.
For jamming? It's the same thing, but from behind, from the bottom. So it's a little more effective.
So I was so excited about the
it's
garbage
a great
disposal
victory, yeah.
coming to life that I actually made the coffee with filtered water today.
Oh, nice.
Which was my little treat for my bride. That's what I did. I actually went
taste
to the refrigerator. The reason I don't use, everybody's got these refrigerators that have a water dispenser on them.
Yeah.
Usually they have a water filter. And it's slightly better water than the tap you would get out of the sink.
No, it's a lot better, actually.
Yeah. It's a lot better? Yeah. Okay. So, but the problem is, at least with mine, and by the way, when Rob recommended the Whirlpool, it was the greatest thing we ever did. I mean, he just said, that's the one you should get. And you remember when I had all the problems with my Samsung?
You were ahead of your time with the Samsung freezer freezing.
Yeah,
ice maker freezing.
Yeah.
It's everywhere now. It's on TikTok everywhere now.
Everybody's had that problem.
Yep.
So the one issue, and I only have one, the only one issue I have with my little wonderful Whirlpool, which has not only the ice dispenser, but the water cooler too.
Does it
which,
do crushed ice?
Sends out, does crushed ice.
Love
cube.
It. Love it.
But, you know, you got to wait about a day and a half to fill up the coffee, you know, the coffee jug before you're going
slow
to
dispenser,
get it.
Slow dispenser, yeah.
Very
you don't
slow
have a pot
dispenser.
Filler?
What's a pot filler?
It's a little faucet above your sink that fills the pot, but also could fill a coffee pot. I've seen it in nice homes.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a higher faucet. Yeah.
And
that's something you would put a water filter on too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Nope. So anyway, it was fresh coffee and great.
Did it make
great
a difference?
It makes a difference in flavor. I can taste it.
Oh, you can taste it.
Okay.
Yeah. I've become a coffee snob in a very short time. After my lifetime of not drinking coffee, I'm now a regular coffee drinker, and I not only like the filtered water flavor of it, I really feel the difference between grinding your own beans and buying like a big thing of Folgers, which we've done both.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's smoother.
I can bring you some
tastier.
Colombian coffee.
Oh my goodness,
that'd be special. That would be special. Yeah. I would love
I'll
that. That would
it
be
between two
because
pillows.
The coffee I drink now is Colombian.
Yeah.
I've got the Kirkland.
Yeah.
With the leopard eyes.
Yeah, but I'll
on
pick
it.
Him myself.
The Suprema.
I'll pick him
you'll
right
actually
off,
go right pick
off.
It?
I'll pick it off the
I think that's
coffee
nice.
Plant, and then they'll...
That's
I'm
wonderful.
Sure there's something like that, right?
I'm sure.
There's got to be some tourist trap that I can do that for you for.
The first morning when you're with
wonderful.
El Jefe, and
fantastic.
He says, what would you like to do today, gentlemen? You say, I want to go pick coffee.
El Jefe.
Not a stereotype at all.
No,
that'll
not
be,
at all.
That'll be very exciting. Thank you. I just put the guitar.
Would you like
pick
to be a part of a multinational corporation? No, I just came here for the beans.
Hey, we go to air right now as we tape this, we should announce. I actually put on my show prep today. Catching a fugitive should be easier in PA. I actually put that down, and the magic of me putting that on my show prep got the guy caught. So we go to the Mike O'Mara Show newsroom
Spy
right
report.
Now.
Spy report.
And Michael McIntosh, who has the very latest on the fact that they caught the dude, right?
Yes. So they caught the dude last night, and I've been scouring all these news stories.
All your sources.
All my sources. And that is literally all that they know right now. All right. That he was caught.
Back to the news desk. Thank you.
And he's not Swiss cheese because they said, you know, I heard a few people in law enforcement saying that, you know, because of how dangerous he is, they would not spend any time doing anything hinky. They'd light him up, as they like to say. Light him up. Hey, speaking of light him up, we'll have Nikki on
real
today.
Quick. Yeah. Herb, yes. Why don't you go back to that article and get a little more information?
Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, if you could go back to that article and get a little more information, because you just literally said that they just caught him. And I mean, I think there's more information than just that.
Oh, is that?
Well, look, it looked like there was more information in that AP article that you're reading on your screen right now. And all you said is they caught him. So
yeah,
I think
caught the guy.
Yeah.
And he's fine. And whatever else do you want to know?
Did you get any information from the police?
Yeah. How'd they catch him?
The information from the police came, said that they caught the guy.
Yeah, but... He's a convicted murderer.
I know that.
How'd they catch him?
They found him, and they took him into custody. What else do you need?
Well, I just figured, like, you know, you're a newsman. What about a little more information? Add some color to the story.
Look, the bottom line is, Oscar, you're there, and I'm here. And, you know, the police report that I got said everything you need to know. They caught
Ollie, if I need to come down there and teach you how to do a news report, I'll do it.
You know, I'll teach you because I was your editor once.
Yeah, you were my editor. What happened there?
And are no longer.
And are no longer. Right.
The greatest clip in the history of television. You know, you know what? We do that all the time. And what what we don't do is we never share with people. What was the name of the guy, the anchor, Rob? What was the name of
Jim
the anchor?
Ryan and Dick Oliver, wasn't it?
Jim Ryan. Okay,
it wasn't Herb?
No, but I tell you what, Jim Ryan was still a force in morning television when we were going up to New York, and he was great, but he would get
There's
salty.
Nobody on overtime. There's nobody working on
this. Is the real
yes,
clip.
Yeah.
It was a lot that could be done to have this done a lot sooner.
Well, she lives on the first floor, and yeah, so, I mean... I don't see.
I care about my other neighbors.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's scheduled. It's a contracted job. We don't tell the elevator company when to work there.
Dick Oliver.
They submit a schedule to us. They said they could do the elevator in 6 weeks. So all we're trying to hold them to is meeting their deadline. As far as working, doing elevator repairs 6, 7, 8 o'clock
it's
at night,
up.
I don't
so
see
great.
That as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process to
all right,
be working out?
Got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you.
Allie, don't let her go away. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
Well, what's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
Here's
Annabelle DeMillo.
So epic.
It's the greatest.
One of the epic live meltdowns.
Jesus.
And it's not a meltdown. It's a control.
Yeah. It is.
But just knives come out of that anchor's mouth to the guy.
And
you
remember,
know?
Mike, Dick Oliver, one of the things he was most famous for was driving around with a case of Heineken in his car.
That he would tune up with,
of course,
during
the
actual show.
And are no longer.
What happened there?
And then thanks to the brilliant Bill Hader turned it into a bit on Saturday Night Live. So they caught the guy. Let's go to the newsroom for an update with Michael McIntosh and see what the update is and the very latest on the story. Go ahead, Mac. What do you have for us?
So there is a press conference going on right now.
Right now.
Right as we speak. So latest is that they use thermal imaging from an aircraft to pinpoint his location on the ground. And they don't say what time he was caught, but it was definitely last night in the middle of the night.
Can you log in and be a part of the press conference? Do you think you can get a question in on the presser?
Yeah, I'm sure it's on GChat.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there.
All right, let's go. We've got another... I know it's the middle of the end of the summer, early fall, but let's get another breaking story.
Falling ice from the outside of the building. Veteran reporter Herb Welch, who is celebrating his 71st year with the station, is on the scene. Hello, Herb.
Hello, Dan.
Now tell us, Herb, what is the mood where you are?
Well, they changed the 8 a.m. service to a Spanish mass, so I'm not doing too well.
No. No, not your mood, Herb. Not your mood, Herb. I'm asking you, how are the residents of that building?
I got some lady. Who are you?
My name is Cynthia Coralina Aronowitz.
Pick a name.
There you go, and it goes on and on. But you
love it.
Glad they caught the guy. Very dangerous.
Yeah,
and you know,
he was elusive. He was.
Well, what I was
going to
talk about is elusive because he's an Oompa Loompa. You know, wasn't he 5 feet tall? Wasn't that the deal?
Little guy.
He was tiny.
Yeah. Still,
wasn't he tiny enough where he would be noticed? He was so tiny.
A van down by the river, and then drove it out of the 3 acre secure scene.
Yeah. Right. It just seemed we were getting to the point where it was getting a little silly. Right.
Yeah, it was.
With the various sightings, and obviously found his way to a razor.
Yep.
Because he was able to shave off his beard. Mm-hmm. But I still think the idea that he was as small as he was, but nice to see they finally caught the guy. Imagine living up there, what that would be. Because look, we have incidents down here in my neck of the woods constantly.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are wigging out all the time down here.
You're used to it. That's why every one of the neighborhoods, and I kid you not, Florida, you have fences around your neighborhoods.
You have fences around their fences.
We have gates.
Yeah, but once you get out of the gated zone, it's all bets are off. They don't even mow the grass in the center aisles.
Next door down here is open season, and there is crap, and Cape Coral, most of Cape Coral, Cape Coral is non-gated. And it is every other night.
Didn't show us
night.
Those parts.
every other night, there's some creeper that's going around doing different stuff.
We're in a major city, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Right.
We get a shelter in place, notification on our phone from the D.C. police, because up the street at GW Hospital, I mentioned this briefly, there was a convicted murderer, a kid that escaped from the hospital.
In one red shoe.
Could not find him. Still can't find him. Somehow got on the Foggy Bottom Metro and just rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen.
Yeah, it does. It does. Things happen all the time. Can I ask you one more question before we go to break? Because I want to get your opinion on this. This is legit.
Okay.
So you guys know that I went to that she specialty doctor, right? That I was, I have my very exclusive doctor. Yeah. That
concierge medicine.
Concierge medicine, which I was
talking to. All the rage.
Probably couldn't afford it, to be perfectly honest. And I'm not trying to cry poor mouth. I'm just talking
about have to sell a couple, make some transactions.
But ultimately, for me, it just was something.
It's a luxury.
I could do that if it was it. But that combined with the Mounjaro thing that I was on, something had to give. And so we kind of gave our notice that we can't do it anymore. Now, I have a physical scheduled for tomorrow.
Okay.
And we've got this guy through November. My question is, should I deal with that? Should I go with that? Why are you smirking? Are you saying no?
I mean, you're my friend, so I'm just going to give it to you straight.
Give it to me straight. Yes. I want it straight. I really want your opinion.
You have a young son.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The last place you should be skimping is your personal health.
But
maybe a little less golf, maybe a little bit more you.
Now, but I'm, but you're
not
so you
what
think
he
I
wanted
should,
to hear.
I should go.
I 100% say you should. If you're paid through November,
yeah, you got to keep going.
Right. Everything.
I was only asking because it's going to be awkward, obviously.
He doesn't know that you've been canceled, his staff knows.
We run a business here. Everybody knows.
He knows.
He won't know. I bet it won't be awkward, and you should have everything done.
All right. That's it.
He's going to give you full court press. I heard you're leaving us.
No! Oh, God! Oh! My iPhone.
We actually don't use our fingers anymore. We use this ratchet.
I haven't had a finger thing. I haven't had a finger thing in forever, by the way.
Well, now you will.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think he uses an Allen wrench.
Yeah. It's
the
Bristol,
same one
though.
On the disposal.
That's right.
Oh, God. No. Help me, man.
Concierge?
Well, I know the weight will be flat, and I cannot any longer make any effort whatsoever to do that drink, that cannabis drink that Carla likes so bad. Because the munchies are insanity. They're insanity.
Now, you first discussed this on an episode that I was not in for, so I do have a question.
I only had one.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like a seltzer. It tastes like a...
Just bubbly water?
Infused.
A citrus-flavored seltzer.
With THC.
I had one on the way over to practice. I had one at practice. There was lightning, so we had to wait, and I'm in the car, knocking it back.
Did it feel like you were driving a spaceship?
No, my wife was driving.
Floating through air?
Interestingly enough, now you know this drug is not anything that I have been around my entire life.
No, you're square.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Coming back, I am telling you, it was a weird experience. Now, look, these particular drinks, I don't know whether they're regulated. I don't know what the deal is with them, but I looked on the can and it looks completely legit. However, coming home, I had uno, just one. And normally it's just a relaxing thing.
Yeah.
An evening, I've got 2 hours to sit there and wait for my kid to finish practice. I'm with my wife. I have one. Driving back was a very weird experience. I became...
You were high.
Slightly disoriented.
Yeah, you were high.
Oh, that's no good.
Is that
that's
really...
That's what happens.
Any paranoia?
I mean, do you know how much alcohol you have to consume to get that level of disorientation?
You black out before you know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, disorientation.
Totally different.
This was just like,
attack.
I said, what road are we on?
Yeah.
This is a 5-minute drive to this practice. And I'm like, what road are we on? And then I said, look at how that, and Carla starts laughing at me. I said, why is the road zigging so much?
Oh,
I said,
boy.
She said, what do you mean? I said, it's zigzag. That turn was like, she said, you're high.
Yeah.
You're high.
She knows.
And then, and that at the end, I get into our neighborhood, and you know our neighborhood down here.
Yeah.
And I said, what is that up there? What is that up ahead? She says, what are you talking about? I said, I think I saw a deer.
My God.
Yeah, I was, and then I ate everything that wasn't nailed down. I had a smoothie, I had a prepackaged meal, and I had 2 protein bars. And I was up a pound this morning.
It must have wrecked your stomach.
That might be happening right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, dear.
I'll be fine. I'm a broadcast professional. I'm fine.
The drinks are fine in moderation. You're a lightweight.
What's more moderation than one? I had one.
Well,
I can't
tall
do it at
boys?
All anymore. It's a 12-ounce beverage.
One 72-ounce can. That's all he had.
It's a 12-ounce beverage you can drink.
Split it with Carla.
Yeah.
It was heavy duty. Big time heavy duty.
You don't care for that sensation. You never have.
I don't, because I feel lack of control.
Right.
And I have felt unsettled. I feel a tad unsettled even
today. You'll get the hangover.
One drink does that?
Any paranoia?
If you're not used to it.
When you realize
just a modicum of it, just a little bit when I was driving Michael to school this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit of that feeling of the walls closing in dread.
Yeah.
God dang. Yeah. Forget that. I don't need that.
Gateway drug.
What's this? First of all, what's this about relaxation? Right?
I can only speak to what I've dealt with. I've had brownies that have completely wrecked me and scared the S out of me.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Because you're like, oh man, this is, I don't have control. I don't like this. This is crazy. And I'm not talking about military. I'm just, you're scared of leaving your hotel room situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Which I think is debilitating.
Yeah. And you don't want to talk to anybody. You get paranoid.
Right. With all the potheads in my life that have talked about how, well, you know what alcohol makes you do.
They're built differently.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I don't want that level of disconnection. I don't want
I
want to have my faculties.
You don't need the escape. I'm a dad grass guy. The gummies.
Love dad grass.
Yeah, the classic gummies and the classic tincture.
Yeah.
And the sleep tincture and the sleep gummies, they work for me perfectly.
It's easy. And it doesn't do what this did.
No. Yeah.
So,
no bad effects. But
you're also, where are you buying these from? Just the store?
Guy down just outside the gate.
Here's some oranges.
He's got a Yeti cooler, and he's got an orange vest on.
Yeah,
he sells them right out of there. He sells those peaches,
regulated.
And he sells the cans.
I'd love some peaches.
Peaches and fresh roses.
Oh, beautiful. You can do everything for your anniversary right there.
He's wonderful. He's absolutely.
Happy anniversary, Carl.
He's absolutely terrific. Isn't that right, Herb?
All right. What happened?
Okay. Thank you. All right. I might have to isolate that one. All right. What happened? Hey, Rob, how about isolating me some Herb Welch clips?
You
that
got
might be
it.
Fun,
yes.
For the show.
We like
we have
that.
To take a break. When we come back, we've got the roundtable, and later on the broadcast, we'll take a look at the week's
NFL. By the way, is anybody keeping track of Nicholas Diamond this week?
As I far believe as what that he did AI Nikki kept track of what Nikki did.
AI Nikki's very exciting. Yeah. We look forward to that. We've got the round table and lots more fun and thrills, and I'll still continue my recovery on the Mike O'Mara Show. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime.
Chime time.
Oh, did you want the chime? You seemed annoyed by the chime.
No, I was just anticipating
It's part of our shtick.
Yeah, that's sometimes where
Chime
we do
sweeps
it.
In with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments, no annual fees, and no credit check to begin. It's your passport to Visa accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime.
It doesn't cue that fast.
That's perfect time. I got ahead of myself there. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime.
Damn it.
Checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Now we play the other thing.
Relief! The Kraken!
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
It's the Kraken.
Chime.
The Kraken.
Release the Kraken. It's a clinker.
It's a clinker.
Let's begin, shall we?
Yes.
Of course we shall. Very good. Here's a serious question for ye. Who uses better spelling and grammar in texts and on social media? Kids, their parents, or neither? Sound like Kasem. It's kids, their parents, or neither.
It's about a little boy who can't spell.
Snuggles.
I don't text with kids, so adults?
I don't either. I really don't, even though I've got
I would count my
kids. My daughters, though. Nope, my daughter. My
daughters. Yeah, you have
count,
three so kids. Mike.
I would count
three.
My
horrible.
Kids. Yeah, they're three. Horrible.
Horrible.
I would say grown-ups are better at spelling.
My daughter, for since she graduated college, me too. Two spelled T-O.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
a bad one.
That's a
in
really
a survey,
bad one.
In a survey, less than a quarter of Gen Zers use periods, commas, and quotation marks in casual chats. I do.
Yeah.
For comparison, more than half of people over the age of 65 say they are always sticklers for proper grammar while texting or posting online. The numbers are similar when it comes to using capital letters. Just a quarter of those between 18 and 24 make sure to use capital letters correctly, compared to 61% of seniors.
Hey, capital letters are a little bit dicey because it is an extra keystroke, but spelling is
important. Do you prefer a text or a call, Mike?
A text.
Yeah?
Always a text. Text, best way to communicate
with
me.
Just like Reed Galen.
Yeah.
Depends on the person for me.
Why do you mention that? Did you call Reed at a bad time?
I know with you and Reed that you prefer a text, but... maybe it's just like, well, I'm just going to call him and we can talk it out.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Qualifier.
Yes.
You and I this is appropriate for you and me.
Yes.
There are many times you and I have had text exchanges and then it gets to a point where
just
I'm
call
like,
me.
I can't do this. Yes. There's too much information going back and forth.
Yeah.
So when it falls into that category, yes. Does Reed prefer texting?
I call him, he never answers. So texting, I think, is what it is.
I thought there was something there.
No, it wasn't anything. That. There's a lot of similarities. You're both talented and well accomplished. He doesn't like, so we're trying to upgrade his camera. And I've been like, hi, Reed. I know you're listening. Rob and I are scared of Reed. So we, just like your Rob is scared of you. And we game plan on how we should reach out to him so we could get a sliver of time to upgrade his tech.
This is funny. He's a busy guy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. Yeah, and then when we finally come up with the perfect text with all the punctuation and everything, he's like, and we're like, all right, this is going to get him. This is going to get him. He's totally going to get this. He's good. He's good. He goes,
right.
Next week. That's all he writes back.
All right.
We're fine. We got you, Reed. We got you.
69% of people say they are more likely to use correct spelling and punctuation in text messages. Overall, 69%.
Okay.
Less than 10% of people say they make sure to use proper grammar on social apps like TikTok and Snapchat. Most young adults say as long as the meaning is conveyed, the technical accuracy doesn't matter anymore.
Mm.
And only a third of Gen Zers bother to proofread their messages before sending them. So, yeah, it's an old young thing.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like
we
learned a cursive thing. I think it. Look, the bottom line with punctuation and capitalization and grammar, it communicates more efficiently and effectively if you use all
Grammarly
the
on your
things.
Phone will set you free. If you are
Absolutely.
A bad texter, use Grammarly.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think, by the way, I think you're right. Y-O-U-R.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There it is. An advisory panel for the FDA announced yesterday that the most popular decongestant in America, this is amazing to me, doesn't work. Now, listen, there's a big difference between this and the good stuff. So the good stuff is called pseudoephedrine.
Yes.
The bad stuff that they've been putting in there for a long time is called phenylephrine.
Mm.
And it's in a ton of cold medicines. Dayquil, Mucinex, Vicks Sinex nasal spray, Tylenol cold. It goes on and on. Benadryl Allergy Plus.
Lavoris.
All the family of products.
Yeah, it's a beautiful family of
all Lavoris. 16 committee members agreed it's not dangerous, but there's no real proof that it helps. What the F? This is since the 1970s, by the way.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. The FDA said they'll take it into consideration. Well, isn't that nice?
Thanks.
If they agree, drug companies would have to remove it from decongestants and reformulate their products. It first got approved in the 70s, but drug companies weren't using it a lot until 2005 when a different decongestant got restricted thanks to meth. That is the pseudoephedrine that people were putting in methamphetamine.
Okay.
It's the better type of Sudafed that does work. And I remember it works to a fault. It kind of wires you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just harder to get now because people kept stealing it to make meth. America. The one FDA panel ruled on yesterday has never been proven to work. Back in 07, a different panel only said it might be effective.
Damn.
There's the panel I really would like to have a little one-on-one with.
Damn.
It might be effective.
It might be. Sure.
Patients and doctors have been saying for years that it doesn't seem to do much. You know what it was? It had the same goddamn name as the other one.
Very
and
close.
And they put it in there to fool people.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. I bet it's cheap, too.
Guarantee
right?
It's cheap.
Yeah.
And they laid into it, and they said, hey, we can sell this.
Mm-hmm.
We can sell
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah. C'est la vie. An office used by Disney's advertising department in Nueva York is allegedly and ironically infested with mice.
That's great.
fleas also.
Oh, no.
An email was sent to staff
Please.
Monday to immediately leave the affected floor and either work from home or relocate to another part of the building until further notice. A source says, quote, the current Disney ABC buildings are set to be demolished and a new high rise will go up. So there's no incentive for upkeep. At any given time,
they should not do an up. They should not do a high rise. They should do a castle.
Yes,
right in the middle
of a castle.
In the middle of Manhattan would be beautiful.
A magical
cupboard with mouse droppings. They're so nasty.
I hate it.
Why feed them to Jake?
The first the fleas. When my niece Sophia was four. Hi, Sophia. I hope you're listening. Not at all. I remember one time she was scratching, itching herself like kids do.
Yeah.
I said, "Do you have fleas?" She goes, "I don't have fleas. You have fleas."
Fleas.
Fleas.
You have fleas.
So I'll always remember that.
Yes.
And then the other is, it's the city.
Yeah.
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 If there are mice in the sewers, there are mice in the buildings.
And
by the way, if I saw a rat on the 110th floor, I would actually be impressed.
Yeah, because they're there, and that means they're on all the floors below it as well.
That would mean the rat has a fob, because it would have
a key fob to get in the building.
Yes.
No, to get up the elevator, too.
Because he's not going to do steps.
Well, not in this building, because it says here in this news story, at any given time, most of the elevators are broken.
Oh my God.
Causing a lot of it. Have you guys had elevator issues in your building,
Mike,
with the renovation?
The full renovation is as far. It's almost done. And by the way, the
lobby
worked every
is stunning.
Pain point. Because now
I look forward
to
seeing it. I look forward
when
to
you
coming
walk
up
in,
and
you're
seeing
not
it.
Even recognize that they've taken three buildings and made them into one, which
yeah,
is beautiful.
It's neat.
It's exciting.
But the elevator situation on our wing of this three building row is. The first elevator was closed for 24 weeks, so that leaves two. The second elevator was closed for 18 weeks. Fine. Where this is the kryptonite of any city dweller. The beautiful part of us paying for every garage spot here, and you know, Rob paying for it, us paying for each other's,
yeah,
is that you get to come up right from the garage straight to the floor.
It's a beautiful
one
nice.
Elevator
pretty
that goes
nice.
Down there,
yeah,
right?
One elevator does that.
And that's the one they
that's
shut
down?
That's
gone for the next 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you digging that, Rob?
Not digging it, Mike.
Steps.
Do you go up to a lobby and then
yeah,
take another one?
And you know
one?
What? They're not brutal steps. They're not huge. But an elevator, I mean, it is, and Oscar puts his finger on it. There's a certain elegance to leaving your car and taking an elevator
straight
to your
office.
Floor. Not even to the hall that leads to the office.
To
it opens
your, into
your
office.
It's magnificent.
Yeah. All right. I know this is going to, I know there's one person on this show who's not going to let me live this down, but I'll tell you the story at Happy Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now that I'm cartless and I have to, you know, fend for myself and park in the other area. I have a massive set of steps that goes up to the main lobby to come out of the building.
Right.
I go probably 150 yards out of my way to walk on the same level. So I don't take the stairs. I do.
You get
I
more steps in at least.
Yeah.
I do get more steps in.
I'm guessing where you go is to some sort of ramp.
You know, when you want to find out that you've had 5 years ago, 6 years ago, major hip surgery.
Two.
Just, you know, you can be sit there. 18 holes, 5,000, 6,000 steps, no problem. They get on the stairs and it's like, bad beep, bad beep, beep. Oh my God. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. But keep working on it, Mike. Keep working on it and drink some more of that stuff.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
It is. A few months ago, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce, God, he's the new Gronk. We're seeing him everywhere.
Everywhere.
He revealed that he was left butt hurt at a Taylor Swift concert because he wanted to slip her his phone number, but she didn't see people before her show. Well, it sounds like she got the message anyway because Travis Kelce of your Kansas City Chiefs and the hottest pop star on the planet, Taylor Swift, have been seeing each other for weeks. He's going to be in a song.
Wow.
He's going to be in a song.
Have they been seen together? Have they been seen canoodling?
I don't know. It sounds like they might be romantically involved. A source says, quote, Taylor and Travis have been quietly hanging out. Oh. She saw him when she was in New York City a few weeks ago. And then there's this. On a recent episode of his podcast, Travis's brother, I think he's an Eagle, right?
Yes, they both went to the Kelce, Super Bowl together, famously.
The
I
lineman,
remember that, yeah.
Asked him what Taylor thinks of his new mustache. So Travis says that to Jason said
brother.
That to Taylor.
He messed it up.
Travis reported, well, we're not going to bring up Taylor Swift in this episode, but something tells me she's going to like it.
I see it now. I don't know what's going on here because I thought he was coming on too strong and she just was just like, look, that's not how I roll. But if they've been seeing each other, I didn't see that coming. Also, just in case we don't have it and you guys don't have it tomorrow, the VMAs were yesterday.
Oh, I've got it.
Thank you. Disregard. We'll wait till we get there.
Yes.
Okay. Moving right along. Finally,
I stand
today,
corrected.
If they just plan to do this next time, I'll make sure to book a plane ticket. A town in Portugal had a flash flood over the weekend. I've spoken to a lot of people who've been to Portugal. It's supposed to be a magnificent experience. But the flood was not because of rain or even water. The streets were flooded with red wine.
Oh, my God.
The town of Lavira, near the coast, about 150 miles north of Lisbon. There's a big distillery there. And on Sunday, two holding tanks full of wine, they just broke open. I don't know why I turned them into Italians.
That's okay.
I did.
It's nearby.
Spilled around. Are you ready for this? 600,000 gallons of red wine onto the street.
How many boxes is that?
I don't. You'd have to ask
the
mouse.
That's
how you count
them? Yes,
I do.
How many boxes?
The distillery. I want. Why they keep saying a distillery?
Or cases. Do you
it's
mean box
winery,
wines or cases?
If that's it.
I meant box wine.
Box wine. Yeah. By the way, there are box wines that are highly reviewed.
That's right.
There are. Distillery, winery, whatever you call it, is looking into what happened. But it took full responsibility and said they'll cover the cleanup. No one was hurt. At least one person's basement flooded.
Oh,
they
God.
Asked that person how they're doing. It's fantastic. there's a video all over social media. I don't know, Mac, do you have that by any chance? It's a raging river of wine flowing down a street. I should have sent that to
He's
you.
Looking.
I should have
I'll
come to rehearsal.
It. Yeah.
The jokes. There's also a version with Adele riding down it in an inner tube. Someone took a screenshot from her I Drink Wine music video. I could see that one, too. The jokes have been coming fast and fierce. One person said they just lie in the street with their mouth open. Another joked you could clean it up in about 15 minutes if you flew in a bunch of middle-aged suburban moms.
Exactly.
So, well, anyway,
Mac's
maybe at some
it.
Point.
No, he's got
you
it.
Got it? You
he's
got it, Mac, it. Before we go to break?
The
yeah,
ladies
awesome.
Of Loudoun County.
Oh, there it is. There's the wine. Look
oh,
at that.
Oh, God.
Flowing like wine.
I haven't seen anything like that since my basement last February.
That's exciting, isn't it?
When you started
it?
Bleeding?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Look at that wine. Thank you, Mac. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you tell me when we've got our football guru, Rob Spiewak.
We got one more break before him.
There we go. We'll be right back with more fun and thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And we'll be right back. Proper functional hydration is essential, and Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Their hydration multiplier is the best. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down in the afternoon, after a night out with friends, or on long flights. With just one stick, you can hydrate two times faster than water alone. I've got me the lemon lime right here, plus get essential vitamins and three times the electrolytes as leading sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. Feel amazing while making a global impact. They have donated 39 million of their servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Okay, I want to get to this story because we've been trying to do it for a while now. The subway surfing that I had no idea was an actual thing
yes.
in Washington, D.C.
No,
perhaps
it's New
other
York.
Cities
it's
around.
Primarily
oh, it's
New York.
York.
Right now,
I thought
yes.
you said it was D.C. Okay.
And it is essentially like a Facebook social media stunt.
On TikTok.
TikTok and Instagram and everywhere.
Reels.
Yeah. And kids are getting on top of subway trains and riding them like they're surfboards for the social video aspect of it. But in this year alone, four kids have been killed. Doing this, why are we doing this trend?
Also, to give a little more color on this,
yeah.
We had like two teenagers in the DC area die this past year as well.
Okay,
so I think it's interesting that that when we were younger, it was like you know you had the ice bucket challenge,
right.
things like that. Now everybody wants to be a superhero.
Right.
Well, video has a lot to do with
yeah.
it. And the more dramatic it is.
And,
you
and
know,
being famous and clickbait.
Being famous.
Yeah.
This is totally unrelated, and we'll get back to talking about the surfing. But regarding videos, and I hope I don't sound like a rube, but I know I'm going to. When I ask you about the videos, the new trend on, I think it's either YouTube or Facebook mm-hmm. Shorts, of giving you a brief clip where you're doing some elaborate project that without a payoff. Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Part one,
where
part two, part three,
like,
part four, part five.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so you'll have to go and find the other part.
And they want you to stay with it.
Yeah.
And I've just, anytime, it takes me usually about 25 seconds to realize I'm being pulled along and
then
I
you
just bail.
You just,
I'll watch
you
all.
Bail yeah. off of it.
Because I've done it. I've stayed with them before and it's like,
What are you doing?
I won't
to me?
Look at a crack safe video anymore. I did that once, and I'll never do that again. Because
it's really how to maddening. Crack
a safe? No, to, how to see that. We found a safe in the floor of our Airbnb.
Everybody wants to stay on that.
Don't want that. Did
video.
That one time. Yeah. Never do that again. I was a rube and I was a dummy. Yeah. It was
now,
all set
are
up.
There any videos where there is not a part three, part four, part five? Is there anyone where it's just they leave that there just to get
the platforms?
The views?
The platforms are the rewarding multiple interactions. So that's pushing people to give you 30 seconds cliffhanger, 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
So it saves. It's so great for the metrics of the people that
it's
post
great
it.
If, they, if for a certain type of creator.
Mm-hmm.
If you, it's a news story, you're not going to jump. But everybody's trying different. Like it's every 3 months we get a new report of what's going to get you the most hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
But we wouldn't do that. We have quick
I'd
clips.
Like to do it.
You know,
yeah. I'd like to do one today.
What do you want
to
do?
I'd like to do one today.
You know what our next move is on TikTok? I'd rather just tell you that for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
So what you'll see here in the next 2 weeks is...
Mac on a subway.
No, is from our TikTok page, our link to our podcast. So you can listen from TikTok right within the app to the podcast. So it'll take you
that's
right
exciting.
There.
Well, that's
cool.
That's exciting.
Yes.
For purposes of, you know, these new metrics that they're talking about, mm-hmm. Mac, if we can get just the one shot on me right now, I would
make
appreciate
it all about
that.
Mike right yes. now.
All right, here we go. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you this. This is just a standard Shure microphone. And what I noticed is no one knows what's inside of these. And if you knew what was inside of these, I don't think anybody would ever use a microphone again. Ooh. I'm going to unscrew it, and then you're going to see what is underneath this.
Mm. Mike, that's just a standard and Shure SM58,
just a
right?
Just a standard Shure right here, and you lift it up.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, I got to get the whole thing up because you have to see the top of it. I have to lean it back towards me.
I didn't know that came off.
I mean,
and get that, and then, oh my God, you've got to see this. Ugh. There you go.
That'll so that's be. Part one.
That'll yes, be part one.
That's
we'll
part
smash
one.
Cut that.
And there will not be part two, three, or four.
Yeah,
or
that'll
five.
Be it. Okay.
That's the way.
Well, why don't we put the same video up and call it part two again?
Yes.
So people keep watching the same video.
That'd be hilarious. We troll our own listeners. Thanks for the views.
So the surfing thing.
It's
the
illegal.
Have you gotten into the logistics of it and how they do it? Do they climb up to the top or
the picture,
how do they get to it? They jump off an overhang
the
or
picture
something
I
like
saw
that?
For New York, it's an above ground portion of the subway. So it's not when they're subterranean.
Have you seen the movie Divergent?
I have not. Okay. No, I have not.
Well, for those of you that have, it's when the kids are running on top of the plane, on the top of the train.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're dying to look cool. Look, and here you go, Mike. We got the video right here.
Okay.
So you can watch it in real time. They're taping themselves as a TikTok video. They're jumping from train to train on top of the train while the train is moving.
Well, in our pop culture and our movies, how many scenes have been shot on top of trains, right?
Yeah. Most recently, there was a big train on top of train fight on the Indiana Jones movie.
Well, and also people that are coming across our border and making the trip across Mexico.
Yeah.
There is more train riding in that situation than anywhere in the world, and people buy the farm there all the time. But I think it's our pop culture that does
adult
that.
Adult sites, there's lots of trains.
Well, you remember
everyone's tested before they
isn't
go.
This is a little more on obvious top. Than the cinnamon challenge. Remember that when kids were dying because of that, because they would suffocate.
Shannon
because of
and I
the,
got
cinnamon?
In a big like dumb argument about the Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah.
Oh
which I
God.
Thought was just for kids that were eating them. She goes, no, adults were trying them. And I said, adults wouldn't be dumb enough to do that. Like, I know it all. And then she pulled up a video of an adult trying one and getting sick.
Yeah.
Eating a Tide Pod.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to admit they look delicious.
I see. The ones we have, I've got one right in the room next door. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold that thought for a second. I'll be right back. Because I really... You really think delicious?
Kids look like it's candy.
It does
look like candy to kids. To adults, you know you can't eat that.
Well, you don't.
That's not what you do.
Adults are no better than kids in many situations.
It's got a plastic. It's not even like a thick candy shell. It's plastic.
But it's orange and blue. It's pretty. I think that you are giving too much credit to the grown-up.
What candy would, that's I guess a cousin that would look close to that?
Nothing. That's why. That's why they want it. Yeah, like, I've never seen
this
anything.
This must be some sort of alien candy.
This is an everlasting gobstopper. Yeah. Yes.
Mike, what do you have? For, oh, he's plugging back in. He's jacking off.
Okay. So, first one. This is the one. This is the Tide Pod. All right.
Oh, you got the white on white.
Yeah. Maybe they made them less appetizing.
Just like your marriage.
What? That's not okay. No.
Yeah. Wait, I'm all back.
Yeah.
No, I see the detergent. There you go. Boom.
Is that for a washer or is that for a dishwasher?
For a regular laundry.
Yeah, those are laundry Tide Pods right there. Yeah.
I don't find
one looks tastier.
But I don't find either one of them particularly attractive. Mm. Where I want, if there was a little red in there, you know, indicating strawberry. Maybe
strawberry. Maybe didn't Tide Pods originally, weren't they originally orange and blue?
I think they might have been.
I think any colors, they're attractive to kids because they look like fun, but they're certainly. And Mac, do you know how to use a Tide Pod?
I've never used one.
If you saw this, because you have one on the screen, just pull it up.
Yeah.
Where do you think in the machine this goes?
I think it would just go in where you put the liquid detergent.
And
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
You have to, and I learned this the hard way recently, because I'm doing more domestic tasks around the house, assisting Mrs. O'Mara,
because
she's slaying the dragon, especially with her new line of
activewear.
By the way, great name for it, dangerously cute activewear.
Oh, I love it.
Very, very cool.
DCAT.
DCAT.
So I had to ask the same question. I said, I come out there and Carla's out there. I said, honey, does this go in that little drawer?
No.
And she goes, you fat idiot. No. No, you put that, you just throw it in with the laundry. So that's the nice thing about these things. They, you know, you just pop them in there. And by the way, my, I double softener sheet my drying clothes.
Yes.
And my clothes have never been more wrinkle free and smelled better.
Look at you.
It's fantastic.
You know, and you can absolutely take our advice about this, and you know why?
Uh-huh.
Because this is a podcast.
There you go.
Yes.
Don't eat it.
I tell you, prior to this, my I'd be halfway through a round of golf, and my shirts would smell like a prostitute's bottom feet.
God.
Usually prostitutes are always have nice feet, I imagine.
Well, it depends on which one you hire. Right? Some specialize. You know,
Manny Petty.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Manny Petty time. All right, football fans, get yourself ready because we're going to dive in again to another fabulous week of gridiron action. And I wonder what Nikki's going to have to say about my wonderful team that I root for.
Oh, that's
so excitedly. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. And the odds maker himself will be here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We talked about Dadgrass and how much better it is than other products out there. It just is, in my opinion.
I'm going international with Dadgrass.
If you're ready, TSA approved.
Yeah, you're
allowed
to do that.
Grab some Dadgrass and let's dive in. It's legal, it's organic, and that smokable hemp action will help keep you cool, daddy-o. Spark up those pre-rolled joints. They're all about the low THC, high CBD vibes. And for you non-smokers, no worries. Dadgrass has tinctures and gummies that'll have you riding the mellow wave. No smoke required. Oh, and jet setters, listen up. Dadgrass is your travel buddy. TSA is on board, so you can take your chill on the go. Fly high, stay mellow. It's the utmost experience. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S., plus TSA approved. Remember that. Right now, Dadgrass offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Programming note, Oscar will be flying to Medellin tomorrow. It'll be the Mike and Rob show. And for now, let's bring in our main guy from Pahrumph, Nevada, the man, the legend, the man who knows everything there is to know about the National Football League. From Desert Greens in Pahrumph, Nevada, let's say hi to Nikki Diamond. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Wednesday. How are we? Hump day.
We are wonderful. Hump day. Yes, hump day. A day early for you, Nikki. Great to have you here.
Well, it's never too early to hump. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Am I right?
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. I have to share this with you, Nikki, and maybe a little therapy from me to you, but I need a little therapy after my performance of my New York Giants on this past weekend. It was not fun. It was not a fun experience for me. I don't know if this bodes well for them for the rest of the season. I put a lot of stock in that game, and they got housed by the Dallas Cowboys.
Mike, it does not bode well. No. Losing 40-0, it bodes unwell. That should be the thing.
It does.
The problem, Mike, is the Giants cannot beat the Cowboys or the Eagles, and they play them twice a year. Mm. So that's four games. So you're starting the season 0-4. Ooh. But I think the real lesson here, Mike, is that you watch this with your young son, and you're about to show him that life is really about getting your heart broken over and over and over again. That's a valuable lesson. You're going to learn it eventually, and the earlier you learn it, the sooner you just realize that that's what God has in for us, just pain and suffering with an occasional glimpse of love and joy, but then just boom, your Achilles is torn. Anyway,
Nikki, before you go on, if I can share an unrelated story about people that might be wanting to head out and enjoy a show. A friend of mine down here in Naples, Florida, was talking about recently going to the Chris Kattan show, he formerly of Saturday Night Live, and they told a story about how they literally walked out of the Chris Kattan show, and he was relaying this story to me just at random, and then... he mentioned this guy that I've worked with that's opened for us a couple of times, a gentleman by the name of Rob Mayer.
Oh.
And he went on to talk about how killer this guy was when he went to see his stand-up show. And I just thought I'd share that before we go on with Nikki to our listening
audience.
That's
very nice. I'll relay that to this Rob Mayer guy. The Naples, very, very lovely comedy club there, yes. Chris Kattan, I've heard stories myself. Allegedly, while on stage, Chris Kattan kept almost falling over, and the audience members in the front row were putting their hands out to just...
Yes.
Unless you catch he fell. And another story about Chris Kattan, he once famously, the club owner met him at the airport, and he came through the gates in a wheelchair. That's how the week started. Hello, we're off and running. Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised that Nikki follows the comedy scene so closely.
Yeah, he's pretty tapped in.
Pretty amazing. He's got all the stories.
I follow a lot of things, Rob. I'm a very smart person.
No doubt.
All right, let's get right on to it because it's another fabulous week of NFL action, Nikki Diamond.
Well, you know, of course, it's man versus machine, Mike, and... look, you know, it wasn't the best of weeks, but AI Nikki, I believe he got the best of me, so let's hear what AI Nikki has for this one.
Hello, football fans. AI Nikki is back to win you some more money too and won last week. That loser Nikki Diamond went 1-3. He's not in the know. The Seahawks bounce back and keep it close versus the Lions. Seattle +6. The Pats are getting 2.5, but they won't need them. Patriots beat the Dolphins straight up. The Panthers are getting 3 points at home versus the Saints. They will cover on Monday night. I gotta run. Hot date with AI Merrill. She's a sure thing. Light 'em up.
Wow. Did he say AI Merrill?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's AI Merrill. My girl. Yeah, don't get your hands off Merrill, you... computer.
I don't
one
know.
1-3.
He said Tua and Tariq, they're gonna actually be beat by the Patriots.
That's what he said. You know, look, I don't believe it either. But you know, he's a stupid computer. What have they ever done for us? Am I right?
That's true. Absolutely
as we
nothing.
We do this show on the internet. Okay.
Wow. That's very very
Let's
exciting.
Let's get to the real picks. Thursday night football: Eagles, Vikings. Eagles unimpressive actually over New England. Kind of got lucky to beat that. Vikings very unimpressive, losing to Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. It's 7 points. That's a lot of points. I don't want to give that many, but I also don't want to bet on Kirk Cousins. We're going to take the over, baby. That's when you root for just scoring back and forth. It's a fun way to root for the game. 48.5 points. This will get into the 50s. Take the over.
That's a win. That's
saw
a win
what happened to the Jets, and now they're going to go to the Cowboys, and you saw what they did last week, Mike. 9.5 points. It's a big favorite for the Cowboys. The Jets, They got Daniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator, who Denver signed last year as their coach because they thought they were getting Aaron Rodgers. He can't coordinate. All he can do is be friends with Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers didn't go to Denver. Wilson went there. Disaster. Now no Rodgers. Zach Wilson. Disaster. Bad quarterback. Bad O-line. Bad coordinator. No shot, baby. Defense is great, but that's not good enough. Cowboys win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
Texans
I agree.
Texans versus Colts. It's 2 bad teams, 2 rookie quarterbacks, 2 rookie head coaches. It's a pick'em game. Take the home team. Houston gets their first win. And then how about the Ravens? Hey, they won not the prettiest games, but they looked a lot better than those Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati. Ravens getting 3.5. We all know how this game ends. It ends with a game-winning field goal on either side. Take the 3.5 points. Take the Ravens, Bermuda boy. 3-0, it's still 4-0, it's winning the AI, Dickie. You are dead to me. Adios. Life will break your heart.
There he goes. And then Desert Greens.
Yes.
My favorite new part.
Great. Desert,
he could go with that all year.
Yeah.
And I would be a happy
recording stopped.
I would not. Excuse me,
what
lady.
What the hell was that?
Well, he all likes right. to always record his segment to make sure there's nothing punishable.
There you go.
It's Tyreek Hill. And Tua, do not bet the AI bet. Please, do not do that. Like,
no,
I don't think the Pats
Mickey's
beat them.
Regular picks this
yeah.
week.
Solid.
He will.
Solid.
He will write there. Was he really 1-3 last week?
Yeah.
I think
yes.
so.
Yeah.
He will write the ship this week.
Mike,
because I think it'll be a bloodbath against the Jets with the Cowboys.
Funny you would
true.
Bring up Rob Mayer, because the smart money is on David Koechner and Rob Ooh. Mayer for
Great
the
show.
Best stand-up show and office trivia with Todd Packer. That's tomorrow, the 15th and the 16th. At Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky.
Nice.
You can grab tickets at davidkoechner.com. All sales are final.
Sweet.
So the guy went into a great deal of detail on this Chris Kattan show.
That's
said
wild.
He was introduced by, I think they might have had 2 or 3 opening acts for this. Introduced by the last guy. You know, they usually it's 2 acts with
and
an
a
MC.
Host. Yeah,
yeah like an opener and a middle.
And the host and then, introduces him. He's not there. He doesn't come out.
Oh,
and it's
no.
like 5-6 minutes of awkward nothingness while they're trying to track him down. And when he does come out, my buddy said there was obviously some substances involved, probably alcohol, but he didn't know for 100% sure. And then at one point he said he did some crowd work where he's talking to a table in front of him, but it was not comedy crowd work. It was just a conversation.
Just like hi.
And he tells a story about, please don't ask me about, what is that Night at the Roxbury song that they play all the time?
Oh, What is Love by Hathaway.
What is Love?
He said, please don't ask me about that song, and then ha 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 laugh. And then he proceeds to tell SNL stories that don't really have punchlines.
Well, he was always so great on Saturday Night Live, so I'm surprised this was a disappointment.
How did he know about Nikki? I'm sorry, about Rob.
Your buddy.
I'm an
went
idiot.
To see their show.
You?
Nikki and
Rob.
Todd were
Rob.
Down in
Rob.
Rob mm-hmm. were down in you know, Rob Mayer and David Koechner were down in, is that him?
That's Chris Kattan now.
Oh my God.
He's looking well.
Wow. Yeah, very good. So they were down in Florida and said the show was great. And
Rob's crowd work is so sensational, and what's great is Koechner will pick up where Rob leaves off.
They are a really amazing 1-2 punch.
Did you say, I'm friends with Rob Mayer?
I did. I think he knew, I don't know how it came up. I think it came up without him knowing that he was on my show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's
wild.
That's where worlds collide.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was very, very cool. And then as a matter of fact, I said that. He said, he's been on my show, and he's open for me. And he looked across at me and said, I don't care about that.
Oh.
But that's it. Anyway,
and
that's what
you.
He said to me. Thank you. And scene.
Right. Did he have any opinions on Joe Robinson?
Happy for Rob.
Joe Robinson. I'm a bitter guy.
What I was there hoping for.
Still doing the Ravens, right?
Is yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
Ravens?
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Go team, go.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's so hot.
Yes.
It's so hot.
How hot is it?
Ashton Kutcher just sent a letter of support to a fudgicle.
Oh, no.
Now, do you call it a fudgicle or a fudge-sickle?
Fudge-sickle.
I call it a fudgicle.
I don't think that's right.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I'm not ready for that argument right now.
All right.
You can satisfy your needs at Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGuard, the most epic sunscreen in town. I practically dipped my whole face in it yesterday when I was going out into the insane heat down here. That's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up DermglowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card and be sure to tell them that noted football quarterback Daniel Jones sent you. Uh-huh. Danny Dime has a lovely complexion and you can too with quality estheticianizing sympathy. All right, hit the thingy for the
Hello.
Thing.
Side. Daniel Dimes. I did not Daddy know that Dimes. Was his nickname.
Yeah, I have no idea why. Danny Dimes. Yeah.
Well, Hallelujah. There you go.
Yeah, great season.
Mike, it's just the beginning of a great season.
Yeah. Well, look, could turn on a dime this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you familiar with the cruise vehicles? These are driverless cars that are loaded with cameras.
These are autonomous self-driving cars that are now in San Francisco yep. and
yes,
in
that's
Arizona.
Where they started. And yes. So only select cities yes. have these. I don't know if I'd be inclined to get inside of one.
I'm
not
to.
Sure. You would?
Yes.
Well, okay. there are All people right. in San yeah. Francisco who don't care for them, especially
okay.
this gentleman who was caught by someone's iPhone when he found a cruise vehicle in his neighborhood. Mm. Here we go.
What's he doing?
He's got a hammer.
Is there any particular reason he's attacking it?
No, I think he's just dissatisfied.
Is this a passenger that got out?
No, it's just a concerned citizen.
He doesn't like it. Maybe he doesn't like the cameras.
Now, can I ask another question?
Yes,
is this a guy that hopped out of another vehicle and got out and started
abusing it? No, he was a pedestrian, I believe.
Oh, so maybe he got almost hit by it.
Maybe,
but... Do you think that could have happened?
I don't know.
The guy's carrying a hatchet. I don't think someone that gets almost hit by is carrying a hatchet.
And he's also wearing a black hoodie pulled down over his face.
Is that... It's in San Francisco?
It is, indeed.
Well, you know, my father used to say... the crazies end up in California because they can't go any further. They get to the Pacific Ocean.
You know,
Mike, great time to buy.
Great mm-hmm. also, Mike, similar to Florida. You can't go any further south.
Yeah,
you should move the family
true.
There.
Right. Remember, Oscar and I saw them all down in Key West one night.
Oh, yeah.
We were early, about 11 o'clock, and we came out 21 guys on the sidewalk all going.
Mike literally said, if that's ever me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just take me out.
The saddest
Party's
thing,
over, boys. yeah.
The saddest
over.
Thing is that it was even a consideration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
well,
you know,
well,
back
you never know.
Days.
At that point, we're drinking heavily. Let yep. me add one more thing: the cruise vehicles.
But you were never hatching a car drunk.
The autonomous
yes.
vehicles.
That's close.
The self-driving delivery coolers that are getting beat up. And
oh, the
robbed.
Little robots.
Yes,
yeah, they're cute.
I think these videos. Are not just a sign of the times. It's more, it's a have and have nots, right?
Growing pains.
That's
too.
All it is.
Could
yeah.
be for the technology.
People are adjusting.
You know, you have to start somewhere. But we also, do you not agree that we have a tendency in this country to rush the technology a little bit, to rush it to market a little too soon? Or do you think they're properly tested and readied for public consumption when they do this?
Oh, I think these are clearly rushed. But.
Well, if someone's going
no,
to feel
were,
bad
they,
enough
they were,
to do that.
They were rushed 3 years ago. Let's separate the two. The guy attacking, clearly there's mental health issues. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, he's
right?
fussy.
He's not a
I don't know
he's
if I want to sign on to that.
He's
I'm
not a jilted
sure.
Uber driver that's mad at this guy driving around.
Yeah, we don't know what the reason is.
jilted.
Jilted. How dare you take my fare? Computer. But that's what's coming.
Yeah.
That's what's all coming. Right. The upside on Uber as an investment, if you're really looking at their overall portfolio
right.
and Lyft, is that eventually their carrying costs for their operations, which is the people,
yeah.
will be gone. Well, because you it'll know be what? All of if, these robots.
If it, you know, if it avoids an Uber trip with a sweaty John Panetta who's going to tell me why vaccines don't work, I'm all in on the robots.
Yeah, the thing though is that the Lyft ride will get a little more expensive if you buy hatchet insurance.
Hatchet insurance is awesome.
Terrifying.
All right, Mike. Last night I can tell that you're still excited, still glowing from the excitement of the 2023 VMAs on MTV.
Oh man, I watched every minute of it. Not
first time these have been relevant in 5 years.
Now, why are they relevant? Because I didn't pay any attention.
They had the reunion of NSYNC.
Yeah,
and it was a very big deal to a lot of people.
All the boys.
But here's the deal: they didn't perform. They just showed up.
Oh, and isn't that nice?
10 years ago, there was the last performance at the VMAs.
Right.
So they're back together again. JT clearly has fallen on hard times if he's coming back out with this.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Joey Fatone,
He did it as a favor, I'm sure. He wouldn't let his boys down.
Oh, they've been begging. You don't think Fatone has wanted to come back out and done this?
Well, so they finally got to him. I don't think he's on hard
time. I think his star has fallen, and he said, oh, my God, I got to make sure I keep Jessica Biel's ass in order. Make her happy. We got to get some shekels on tour.
All right, Mike. So they did not announce a tour.
No, I can't wait to go, though.
But anyway, can I go with you?
Bye.
Yeah. So Nicki Minaj was selected to introduce them.
By the way, I have a picture of Joey Fatone from last night's VMAs.
Oh, you do?
If you want to see it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Yeah, here it is. There it is.
Is that Ed Koch? Tell me I know who that is.
No, that's Abe Pagoda.
I wish I knew all these old guys.
One of these days, I'm going to have the button too. I'll be able to pop something right up on the screen. I know it's coming. We'll
so Nicki Minaj was chosen to introduce NSYNC, which was the big deal of the night. And perhaps she should have tried maybe just a practice run, because the first thing she does is tells everybody to be loud, then tells them to be quiet, and then kind of indicates they're going to sing, and they don't.
New York, New Jersey, make some noise for... Wait, y'all, no, listen. Listen, y'all, this is an iconic moment. So let's be quiet for
one
second.
That's a party voice there.
For the first time ever, back together in like a decade, make some noise for NSYNC.
Over 20 years ago, we were just kids when we won Best Pop Video for Bye Bye Bye.
Okay, so when you hear that introduction, you think the curtains go up, pyro,
and they're coming out.
You're ready for a full, quick set.
Yeah.
They just stroll out on stage.
They stroll out, too.
Yes. That's it, yeah. They're too cool for school.
It was our first VMA, and it meant the world to us. That award validated our hard work and... Well, we might have won again for pop, but you guys remember that?
A lot has changed in the past 2 decades.
Now, we just wanted to say thank you, MTV, and especially all of you guys. Thank you so much, each and every one of you.
Are they going to be touring?
They haven't announced anything yet.
I think that's forthcoming.
Loud enough. That's
sorry about
that. That's forthcoming. Right. There's another moment that I think solidifies, and this is what's wild. Taylor Swift doesn't have to... The star power at the VMAs has made the VMAs the VMAs.
Is this when she receives an award?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here's Taylor getting her award from NSYNC and totally fangirling out.
And the VMA goes to the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
That's never made to space.
I like, what, like, are you doing something? What's going to happen now?
Uh-huh.
What are you, there's something they're going to do something, and I need to know what it is. You guys are, you're pop personified, so to receive this from your golden pop hands is, it's too much. Thank you for the friendship bracelets.
Do you think that NSYNC could possibly tour with the Backstreet Boys?
They could. They have in the old days, a decade ago. I thought
they could write their own check.
I thought
if they
what
did that.
Made this possible in a true moment. And I don't want to hear all the nefarious plant or this was set up. Who knows? I want to believe that Taylor Swift had a human moment. And she was geeking out over the NSYNC,
because
who she
loved. Because
it
sounds real.
I think
she's either a great actress or it sounds real.
And she's going to open up an entire new generation of Swifties to NSYNC.
Yeah.
I think you're probably absolutely right.
Right.
And by the way, NSYNC also is a callback to the beginning of the show today when I fixed my disposal.
Let's go with the card as the closer here. This was an interesting moment at a soccer match, or as they call it in Europe, football.
Football.
When a guy gets a penalty, you get the yellow card, right? Well, this guy was ready to combat that.
Swash could be the first booking of the game.
Wowzers, trousers.
Yellow card.
Yellow card.
The Uno reverse.
He's Uno reverse.
He gave an Uno reverse card to him.
What does that mean? Kattenberg's on a yellow?
Kattenberg's on a yellow. It's clever play.
Is the guy laughing? The ref laughing?
Yeah,
he is. Probably not.
But
you know.
He's chuckling about it, but I love the fact that he planned ahead enough to have an Uno reverse card.
And he knew he'd get a yellow card.
Of course, yeah.
How sweaty was that card?
Oh, soggy.
Listen, seriously, have a wonderful trip great time down there.
Yes.
I look forward to hearing about it. You stay safe. You know how to do that. Best to your brother and all your pals that are going down there in Medellin. Tomorrow, Rob and I will be joined by no one, right? Will we be joined by anybody tomorrow?
We might try to snag someone, someone
Very
around
good.
The building. You never can tell.
That's okay. That means no. We will be back here
You'll
tomorrow
have fun.
With the Rob and Mike show, and we will see you all tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So I think this is the best costume for the day.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes. It's like a doll's eyes.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.